We're joined now on KWAD with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H, making her appearance over the phone this month. But hey, Kim, how's it going?
Very good.
And Kim is joining us over the phone this month because she's down in St. Paul at the state wrestling tournament watching UNC play. Kim, that's got to be a fun experience down there.
Very exciting. Yeah, the boys had a great victory. They were seeded second and ended up beating Frazee, so we're all very excited about it.
And now you're getting down to watch that. A lot going on across the region with playoff stuff, but also a lot going on with the Wadena County 4-H. So, Kim, what's going on with them?
Oh, well, we've been very busy here with 4-H. We are half done with our project days. Normally, in a traditional year, we would have one project day, and it's held in Sabika. But this year, we decided to branch out and cover a lot more of the county so more youth could be involved. We had Project Day in Bertha on February 18th and Project Day in Monaga on February 25th. And both very well attended. We had some new families that are checking out what 4-H is all about. And we're very excited to maybe welcome them into the 4-H family.
And how fun has that been, getting to see those new families and just getting to make that connection?
Oh, it's fantastic. We have so much fun trying out these different projects. We've got young men making pillowcases. We've got ladies making fishing lures and campfire things. And it's whatever interests you is what they get to do. And I've had fun myself watching our young 4-H leaders, our young teens, step into a leadership role and teach these kids how to make some projects. So it's been great for me.
Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Kim, what are some of the events going on over the next month or so in Wadena County 4-H?
Oh, absolutely. We just wrapped up our fundraiser, and I want to thank everybody who orders either fruit or butter braids from us. We sold nearly 2,000 items, and that's right on par with what we normally do in a year, and the delivery will be March 17th, so we're looking forward to that. We've got a couple more project days coming up in Sabika on March 11th and in Wadena on March 18th, and there's still openings in both of those locations. We've got a poultry camp that is available to all 4-H families statewide, but it's held here in Wadena. And first session for that is Saturday, April 1st. Then we've got dog training where we train the trainer, and that's a statewide event. And this year it's also going to be held here in Wadena at the end of April. So a lot of things going on in Wadena 4-H.
A lot of things going on, and you mentioned that fundraiser that you had. One more time, I know we talked about this last month, but what is that fundraiser all about, and where do the proceeds go to?
So fundraiser, we sell fruit and butter braids every year. But we do one large fundraiser. It benefits the clubs individually, and it benefits 4-H in Wadena County as a whole. So we split the profits between the individual clubs and the families that have sold in the club and the 4-H Leaders Council. We use those funds to send kids to 4-H camp, to the state fair. We pay, we reimburse a little bit of gas money for the parents to get them down to the state fair. We try to ease the burden and make it so 4-H doesn't cost the families anything.
And how important is that? Because, you know, especially for Wadena County in this area, just making that easier and giving everybody that incentive to, hey, you know, try 4-H. We'll make it as easy on you as possible to get to do all these great experiences.
It's one of my top priorities, to be honest with you, CJ. I strive to make everything affordable for families. There shouldn't be a penalty for trying something new or having fun. And penalty might not be the right word, but there shouldn't be a fee that would stop you from participating. So like all of our project days now are completely free. We want you to come out and check out 4-H. We are working very hard to get all of our kids that qualify down to the state fair at no additional cost to parents. We're not there yet, but we're working on it. We want to make these opportunities available no matter what.
And, Kim, there's also a whole bunch of other events going on with Wadena County 4-H that you mentioned already, but which one, or is there any of them that stick out to you that are really exciting and you really want people to come out and see?
I am just thrilled to offer a poultry camp this year. Last year we did goat camp, and I don't know much about animals at all. I didn't grow up with them. And I found industry experts across the state. They came in, and we had three different sessions, and the kids could learn all about goats from down to the basics to what they feed them to how to show them. We had 100 people there from 9 different counties, and it was fabulous. So this year we're going to do the same thing with poultry. I've got poultry experts coming in. I've got a vet from the Board of Animal Health. I've got local and people from across the state coming in to talk about birds. And I'm just super excited because I am so happy to offer this opportunity to everybody. And it's free for all Wadena County 4-H'ers again.
And if anybody hears this and they want to get their kid involved in 4-H, or maybe somebody wants to volunteer themselves and help out with your organization, Kim, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can give me a call here at the office. It's 218-631-7623. Or if they'd like to go on Facebook, you can look us up under University of Minnesota Extension, Wadena County 4-H. If you type in Wadena County 4-H, it'll get you to the page.
We're talking with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Kim joins us once every month to give us an update on what's going on over at Wadena County. So great job, Kim. We love talking to you, and we will have you on next month.
Thanks, CJ. Have a good day.
Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H joins us every month to give us the updates on what's going on with 4-H in Wadena County. And you can hear this entire interview, if you missed any of it, go to our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page for more information.